So, tonight, we're looking at using God's strength. Ephesians 6:10 to 17. Last week, I was asking people if they had ideas for me to do sermons, and God has a tremendous sense of humor. On Monday, just in time for me to put it on the website, he put things in various different stuff I get in emails and so on that just gave me, and so now I have like two or three different sermons ready to go. So then again, with the new what every Christian ought to know, I may at some point just stick that in there. So anyway, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. Look around. You know, we have authorities, world powers, and darkness all around us. So this is why you must take up the full armor of God, so you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. Stand, therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can be here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us. Help us to study your word and to understand it. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was reading I think it was in the presidential prayer team on Monday, it struck me that they were talking about using God's strength and not our strength. And then when I began to look at the full passage, I realized that I needed to do the whole thing. So he says, be strong in the Lord. Now, the reason for this is because we're not strong, and God is, but we must use that strength. He provides us with the things we need, but we have to use it. And then he gives us a defense. So, we need to put on God's armor. This is a command. This is not just a good idea. This is like the military, your NCO or your commanding officer or whatever, it tells you, okay, get ready for the battle. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Get ready. But remember, it's not your armor. It's God's armor that God gives us. And it's meant to stand against the devil's schemes. We need to remember that we're in a spiritual battle, but we don't fight it. There are powers of evil and of good that are fighting. If you ever read a book called This Present Darkness, you will see that it shows what you can see and the stuff that's going on with the people. But then it switches back and forth between that and the spiritual realm, where the demons and the angels are literally fighting. And the devils are strengthened by people not following God, and the angels are strengthened by people who do follow God and who are in prayer. Because as you pray, God gives those angels the power to defeat the devil. They can hold him, but to push him back, they need prayer and they need dedication. We don't fight this. The spiritual battle that goes on is fought by angels and demons and the Spirit of God. God fights for us. We just hold the line. You notice that everything in this is defensive. It does not have to do with attacking until we get to the very end. You often hear people talk about the six different things in the armor of God. But in fact, there are five things in the armor of God and one offensive piece of equipment that we will see. First is the belt of truth. This is not just the fact that something is true. This is the fact of objective truth. God says that He is, in fact, truth. A belt is something that you can hang things on, that you can connect things to. And truth is at the heart of our battle with the evil ones. And then it says the breastplate of righteousness. Notice breastplate. There's nothing in the back. We're looking at staring these guys right in the face. And just like I said, God didn't say, go move on them, go attack them. He said, hold. Hold on. Stand. Be strong in the Lord. And then he says, the shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, this is very interesting. Like we have often said, peace from God is different than the absence of conflict. It's the ability to get through it. The gospel of peace is the fact that we can have that peace. Gospel means good news. And so we go out and we tell people about this. That's why these are shoes of the gospel of peace, because it does have to do with going out and talking to people about the gospel. Once again, it's talking to people to lead them to Jesus. It's not confronting the devil's armies. Though, if you go out and tell people about Jesus, you're going to wind up fighting the devil's armies. That's what I always say. I need the Lord to give me a really big angel because I'm going to go out and piss off the devil. And the way you do that best is by leading people to know Jesus. He hates that. And then is the shield of faith. Now notice it talks about in the shield of faith that extinguishes the arrows of the evil one. A Roman shield was about 4 feet high and 3 feet across, and it was curved. It had leather on the outside, and in the middle between the wooden shield and that leather, there was a whole bunch of linen. And what they would do is they would soak the shield in water before they went into battle. And that linen would get full of water. In comes a flaming arrow. Thud. Okay? The leather captures it. The wood stops it. And the linen puts it out. So, that's the way that works. Is the shield of faith literally, directly defeats the attacks of the devil. And then it says the helmet of salvation. Now, a helmet is for your head, okay? And you think what more important part of your body is there than your head, okay? As it's been said, if you mess with your brain, you can, next thing you know, you're doing most who knows what, So you have to protect your brain and your head, and that's the vital part. If you get whacked in the head, you're like to just up and freaking die. So the helmet of salvation, very important. And then we come to the offensive part. The sword of the Spirit. And it says the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, what do they mean by the Word of God? Jesus is referred to as the Word of God. So is the Bible, is referred to as the Word of God. We often hear people talk about your Bible as being your sword because it is the Word of God. Okay? And it, like we were talking about, how do you defeat the devil? And John had said, you quote Scripture to him. Okay? That's why this is an offensive piece of equipment. You have the ability just standing there, and he comes and attacks you, and you fire these scriptures at him. You're not moving forward. You're not doing the attacking. But that defensive is going to drive him back. The Word of God is offensive against the devil. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want to hear it. But it only works if you know how to use it. When the devil hits you with something, as we said, you need to know the Word of God well enough that you know what you're going to say back against him. When the devil said, jump off of the temple, because God says he won't let you stub your toe. Jesus says, he also said, don't test the Lord your God. Okay? He knew the defensive scripture against the misuse of the other scripture. So we need to study the Word of God. We need to know it. Strangely enough, when you need it, suddenly something will pop into your mind and you're thinking, where did that come from? Because that's what God does. When you have studied the Word of God, as soon as you need it, he'll pop that into your mind. Say, okay, tell him this, and watch what happens. When the devil tells you about your past, you tell him about his future. Okay? It's as simple as that. There's always a defense using the sword of the Spirit, but it only works if you know how to use it. So what does this mean to us? Well, first of all, we must rely on God. Like we said, this is not our armor. Just like when I was in the military, okay, it wasn't my gun. It wasn't, that's most of the stuff I was using wasn't mine. It was equipment that belonged to the military. Well, this is equipment given to us by God. Mm-hmm. It's God's. That's why it works so well. We must be ready to defend. The devil is going to attack us, guaranteed. No doubt about it. He will attack us. This is a spiritual battle, and we know how. We need to be sure we know how to wage spiritual battle. If defending comes to blows, we need to be ready. We need to know what the sword of the Spirit says, and we need to use it to push back the people who are the army of the devil. We're waiting for instruction before we move forward. See, if God says, okay, move up, then we move up. And when we get there, we stop. It says in Galatians, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby God has made you free. And don't be again conformed to the burden of traditions and stuff. So, that's what he's telling us, is to stand fast. Now, in the military, depending on which part you're in, stand fast means different things. Okay? If you tell a Marine to stand fast, he figures 3 feet in all directions is his to defend. Put him in the middle of a field, and there's nothing there. But you tell him to stand fast, you can go anywhere but within 3 feet of him. If you get within 3 feet of him, nope, that's my place I'm guarding, stop it. Stand fast in the Air Force means, okay, I want you to lock up everything so they can't get into the building. In the Army, stand fast means don't move. Stay where you are. Well, with the Lord, that's also what it means for us. Stand fast. Don't move until God tells you to. When he tells you to, move up and stand fast there, wherever he told you to go. We need to be ready to take back ground from the devil when the Lord tells us to. But we need to understand that God's the one who gets that ground for us to move up into. We don't do it. Okay? If we fight the devil, we're going to lose. God gave us defensive armor, and he gave us one type of offense, mostly just to drive back the people who come after us, the spirits that come after us. So we need to be ready to move when God tells us, but don't move until God tells us. Now, the main point of this, when I started it all off, was that I wanted you to know that you need to use God's strength. Don't try to do this yourself. You have to use the strength of God. He says, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. It comes from God. It never comes from us. The devil can whip me anytime he wants to, but he can't whip Jesus who's coming with me. Okay? So we need to wait until we have God's okay before we do anything. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. Hopefully, Lord, I didn't mess this up. Hopefully, I got the idea across that we have the best defense it's possible to have. We need to use it. And that we're not responsible for offense. You are. Go with us as we go back out in the world and help us to be your witnesses and to lead people to know you and defend us against the devil, who's not going to like it if we do this. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So.